ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
We are ready to get this one underway, the Lady Bombers and the Lady Panthers of Greenbrier. And the opening tip won by Mountain Home. Chris Grady, our buddy from Harrison, actually from Valley Springs, one of our officials, and he's a state trooper, and they mispronounced his name when they introduced him as Grady instead of Grady, and he was trying to find out who it was. He was going to give him a ticket. He's a good guy. Does a good job officiating. Mountain Home with the basketball as we get this one underway. Operating right to left. Here's Husky out top with the three. It won't go. The rebound by Tabor. Back up with a follow. It won't go. And then the rebound knocked out of bounds. It belongs to Greenbrier. Full court pressure by Mountain Home. Talking with Coach McCammon this week. There's a foul against Mountain Home in the backcourt as Anna Grace Foreman got there trying to take the charge, but got set under the player and she was in the air and she gets called for the charge, for the foul, I should say. Her first, team's first. Talking with Coach McCammon, he says offense has really been our struggle this year. He says we have trouble scoring points. They have wins over Bryant, Searcy, and Fountain Lake. Those are their three wins so far on the season. Now backcourt violation as the ball is thrown into the backcourt. Some of the Greenbrier fans thought it may have been tipped back there. Coach McCammon arguing that point, but to no avail. It's the first turnover of the ball game. Just about a minute into this one as the Lady Bombers look to score first. Mountain Home with those white uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. Greenbrier, blue uniforms with white numerals and white trim. Working right side is Husky. Brings it back to Anna Pfeiffer, the new Lady Bobcat. Signed with College of the Ozarks yesterday afternoon. She has it between the circles. Holds it out top, directing traffic. Now swings it to Husky. She'll go to Walker on the left elbow. On the floor once, out to Pfeiffer right side. The zone being played by the Lady Panthers inside. It goes to Foreman. She spins around the defender and scores. And Mountain Home strikes first. It took a minute 35. Mountain Home is on the board. Donham works it ahead now for the Lady Panthers to the free throw line. Pulls up from there. Throws up an air ball. It's saved in bounds underneath. Mountain Home comes up with it. And a foul against Greenbrier. Walker has it. The foul is on Arden Naylor. That's her first. First foul against Greenbrier. Into the ballgame now for Greenbrier. Donham comes out. And Haley Moss, a 5'11 sophomore, will check in for the Lady Panthers. Out top, a three on the way, missed by Pfeiffer. The rebound by Tabor inside. She'll kick it back to Pfeiffer. Sets for another three. This one is good. Tabor with a couple of offensive rebounds early on. A second time the charm for Pfeiffer. She knocks down the three. 5-0. Mountain Home leads it. Right side top of key for the Lady Panthers is Saylor. Inside it goes to Moss, and she's going to be fouled. A foul charged to Mally Tabor. That's her first. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. Haley Moss will go to the free throw line now for Greenbrier. Misses the first free throw. Has another one here. And it's good. So Greenbrier's on the board. It takes nearly 2.5 minutes. Panthers finally score. 5-1, Mountain Home on top with 5.5 left in the opening quarter. One 3-1 defense. Here's another three by Pfeiffer. It's good. And Coach McCammon takes the timeout. Pfeiffer, a couple of threes. Lady Bombers have raced out to an 8-1 lead. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
5:19 left in this opening quarter. 8-1. Mountain Home with the lead over Greenbrier. Lady Panthers with the basketball after the made basket by Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with full court pressure. Working in the backcourt with the dribble. Moss works it up ahead. On the right wing, this is Naylor with it. Out top is Sibbons. At the top of the key, working off the pick. Naylor back out top. It comes now. Down the right side of the paint with the dribble drive is Harmon. Ball knocked loose and a foul against Greenbrier. Battling for the loose basketball. It's on Moss. That's her first. The team's second. Second turnover by Greenbrier. Donham, the sophomore, back in for Greenbrier. Harmon will come out. 8-1, Mountain Home leads it with 4:52 left in this opening period. In the corner left side is Husky. Into the paint, Tabor, 15-foot jumper, won't go. Simmons, the backside rebound for Greenbrier. Lady Panthers on the move, outlet pass is going to be knocked away. It's going to be out of bounds, off Greenbrier, and a turnover. Three turnovers by the Lady Panthers. 4:33 left opening period, 8-1. Mountain Home leads it. In the corner, Pfeiffer, a three will not go. And Donham, the rebound underneath for the Lady Panthers. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it belongs to Greenbrier. Harmon just went out. She comes right back in, and Moss sits down. 4:19 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home denying the inbounds pass, and there's a 5-second call. Coach McCammon thought that was a pretty quick five. He's talking to the official about it. 4 turnovers now by Greenbrier, and Mountain Home gets it back under their own basket. comes into Husky, open, 10-footer, right baseline is good. Husky with their first points. 10-1, Mountain Home with the lead, another turnover by Greenbrier. Tabor with it at midcourt. Walker, left side, top of the key, calling the play. Here's Foreman, out top, it's Walker. Starts to penetrate, now Tabor, she walked with the basketball. Shuffled the feet, got a little happy when she got the pass, making that move down the paint, and shuffled the feet before she took off dribbling. She's going to come out of the ball game, and Emma Martin, the 5'7 sophomore, will check in now for the Lady Bombers. Long inbounds pass comes in to Harmon, driving down the right side of the paint. Takes 4 minutes, 10 seconds before the Lady Panthers get their first field goal of the ball game. 10-3, Mountain Home leads it. Here's Husky working in the left corner. Out top, it's Walker. Back to Husky on the left elbow. 3:25 left in the period. A three in the corner. Good from Hannah Pfeiffer. Lady Bombers are going to take a timeout, and Hannah Pfeiffer has just scored her. They call a timeout for Mountain Home, and Hannah Pfeiffer has just scored her 1,000th points. Congratulations to Hannah Pfeiffer, career point number 1,000 with that right there. Hits the three from the left corner, and she gets a plaque and a standing ovation right now from the Mountain Home crowd. She had 993 coming into the ball game, and she hits the three from the corner, gives her 9 points of the night. She's up to 1,002. Career points for the Lady Bombers. Congratulations, Hannah Pfeiffer. She is hugged by her teammates here during this timeout. Just signed with College of the Ozarks yesterday, and she's able to get to 1,000 points here this evening. Pretty sweet moment for this senior and for this Lady Bombers program. So Greenbrier with the basketball after Mountain Home is taking the timeout there, and a foul in the backcourt by the Lady Bombers. This is going to be called against Riley Walker. That's her first team foul, number three, against Mountain Home.
Emma, you got to see the ball.
Lady Panthers with it, having some trouble with this pressure. They'll work it ahead, though. Simmons in the left corner. This is Donham out top now for Greenbrier. Gives it up to Simmons, left side, top of the key. Drives around the pick, down the right side of the paint, kicks it back out top. With it between the circles now, this is Harmon. Donham on the left side now for the Lady Panthers. Lady Bombers doing a good job defensively. Lady Panthers not even able to look for a shot right now. Left elbow, this is Glover with it. Jaden Glover, who came in during the timeout. Entry pass knocked away by Martin, picked back up by Harmon. Boy, Lady Panthers not even able to get within about 10 feet of the basket right now. Pfeiffer knocks the ball away, comes up with the steal. Six turnovers now by the Lady Panthers. 2:19 left in this opening quarter. Out top, it's Martin. Tries to swing it right side. The pass deflected. It goes out of bounds.
Take that shot.
Mountain Home will keep it on the far right side. Pfeiffer out top, long range three, it won't go. Emma Martin, the rebound underneath, reverses the layup and hits it. Martin with the rebound and the putback underneath. Three of Mountain Home's four rebounds have come on the offensive end in this first quarter. 15-3, Mountain Home leads it. Here's Donham. Thought about a 15-footer, didn't take it, trying to drive, spins down the paint. High banking shot is good.
Donald.
15-5, Mountain Home leads it with 1:35 left in this opening quarter.
Post up.
Martin out top, here's Husky left side, her three is off the mark, and the backside rebound controlled by Greenbrier. That's Gilpin with it. Greenbrier usually plays about eight. They've got all eight of those in the game in this first quarter. Gilpin missing along the baseline, and Pfeiffer on the backside controls the rebound. The outlet pass to Martin up the right side. She'll slow it down now. They'll get the offense set with 63 seconds left in this first quarter. Out top, it's Husky trying to penetrate, kicks it back to Martin. Pfeiffer in the corner, quick release on the three, and knocks it down. 4 3-pointers in this opening quarter for Hannah Pfeiffer. 18-5, Mountain Home leads it with 43 seconds left in this opening quarter. Pass intercepted by Husky at midcourt. It's a 3-on-3. Kicks it right side for Pfeiffer. Backs up, wants the three, in and out. Rebound underneath by Mountain Home. It's Foreman knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Mountain Home will keep it. End of the ballgame now for the Lady Panthers is Kaylee Spencer, a 5'3 junior. Mountain Home basketball under their basket, 28 seconds left in the quarter, and a 5-second call. Mountain Home turns it over. So Greenbrier would get it back. Facing full court pressure. Simmons with it. Now Donham. Simmons double teamed to the backcourt. Long pass. Intercepted. Picked off by Pfeiffer. She'll take it all the way. Layup no, but she was fouled. And she'll go to the line to try to earn the point. Simmons gets there to commit the foul. Breely Simmons with her first foul, team foul number 3 against Greenbrier. So Pfeiffer's hit 4 3-pointers in this first quarter, hits her first free throw. Tabor back in, Husky comes out for Mountain Home. 15 seconds left in this opening period. Pfeiffer's second free throw is good. 14 first quarter points for Pfeiffer, and the Lady Bombers lead it 20-5. Harmon has the ball knocked away by Martin, comes up with a steal. 6 seconds left in the quarter. Martin quickly back into the front court. 3 on the clock. Left side Pfeiffer, 2 on the clock. Doesn't realize it, and they don't get a shot off. The first quarter comes to an end. Domination by Mountain Home, 20-5. Mountain Home with the lead at the end of the first 8 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.